PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Lacey with PRWeb Podcast, and today it is my pleasure to be joined by Lisa Atwood, the president and founder of 50flower.com. Lisa, welcome to PRWeb Podcast.
Thank you.
Now, Lisa, can you please start by telling me a little bit about your company, 50flowers.com, and what you do there?
50flowers.com is an online wholesale wedding flower boutique that offers bulk flowers direct from our partner farms delivered to your doorstep. And this basically allows budget brides to do their own flowers. We've been in the industry for over 14 years and have been drop shipping direct to brides for the past 6 years, and we've done over 10,000 weddings. We have partner farms located in Quito, Ecuador, Bogota, Colombia, Medellin, Colombia, California, all of the state of California, Oregon, and we also work with partner farms in New Zealand, and our orchids come directly from Thailand.
Wow, that's very impressive. So, Lisa, you're here today to talk about some of the trends that you've been noticing in summer wedding flowers. So what are some of the trends that you've been seeing this summer?
Well, we're definitely seeing quite an interest with our budget brides wanting to save money by doing their own flowers. And certain types of flowers that we're seeing quite popular are Gerber daisies, hydrangeas, Minna calla lilies, rose petals, and orchids.
That's great. And so what about colors? Are you seeing that any specific colors are more popular than others this summer?
Well, of course, the white traditional wedding flower will continuously be a strong wedding color. But this summer, we're definitely seeing quite a bit more of bold and beautiful colors, as the orange and greens and hot pinks that are prominent in 2007.
So, Lisa, do you have any little tips for brides who are planning their wedding on a budget?
Well, first off, I will tell you that on our website, we have an extensive amount of information on tips and how to do your own wedding flowers. But the top two tips that I would suggest that a bride do is, first off, just keep it simple. Don't try to make an elaborate arrangement or do something that is going to be very time-consuming, because around your wedding day, it gets very hectic, as you can imagine. And second off, plan to have help. And if you do those two, you can create a beautiful wedding with a fraction of a cost by using 50flowers.com.
So, Lisa, can you please share with our listeners one more time your website address and any contact information so that they can learn more?
Sure. Our website address is www.50flowers.com, and our toll-free number is 1-877-50-ROSES. That's 1-877-507-6737. And we're available from 8 a.m. until 9 at night, Eastern Standard Time. And we also have free wedding consulting advice. You can call in and talk to one of our wedding professionals.
All right, great. We've been speaking today with Lisa Atwood, the president and founder of 50flowers.com. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us on PRWeb Podcast. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we definitely look forward to hearing from you again very soon.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Produced by PRWeb, the online visibility company, this work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit PRWeb.com.